We're a podcast for the pair.
He's a superstar for the power. He goes long.
You just forget all about that game and push it to the side.
Yeah, it's shocking vibes the whole time.
The greatest sporting club on this earth.
Yes. Robbie Gray's kicked a big goal.
Great play from Tim Ginnivan.
Incredible bias.
I think we'll have a 20-point win.
Our man Ollie Wines is going to come out with two goals and a 35-toucher. And obviously a win by 5 goals.
A win by 5 goals?
Correct.
Nonsensical triple.
Is there anything going through your head?
Is there anything in there at all, mate?
Oh, we've
paid for you to get own tattoo. Are we taking the absolute piss?
Unequivocal nothingness.
Brendan thinks 12 clearances is an all-time record.
Quarter time finish, and I said, I'm up and out of here.
We are back.
What a time!
We are the Port Adelaide Pair.
Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, Port Adelaide Pair. I'm Blake.
I'm Brendan.
I'm Brody.
No Bryce. No Bryce. But yeah. It did sound a lot like Bryce at the start.
Yeah. Just paying a little homage there to our fallen soldier, Bryce, on the intro there, who we believe might have the spicy cough, potentially.
Oh, boy. No good. Well, I mean, I could say what he said about me when I missed an episode and just say, is this like a mid-season slump?
Yeah.
Is it? But I'm not going to. I wish you well, Bryce. I hope you get better, mate. How are we, lads? Obviously, week off last week. We had our own little mid-season break. How are we feeling?
Yep, very fresh. I freshened up. I'm feeling good. Ready to go.
Broads?
Yeah, I'm looking to put the negative start to the season behind me. And I've got faith now. I don't know why.
So are you saying on a personal level, your own negative output on the pair?
You have faith on a personal level?
Both.
That's
both
excellent.
Football and personal, and I'm just
so. Does this
positive.
Does this mean like the negativity of like Brody's tee off, for instance? Is that just something that you don't want to do as it brings on negative vibes? Or
no, I'm not saying that, but we all know that how our football team is going dictates the rest of our lives, and it's been
that's true.
It's been fairly up and down, mainly down, and I've just got eyes forward. And I'm onwards and upwards from here.
So what happens then if it's a similar end to the season as was start on the field? Does that mean you just continue and this is all forgotten or?
No, we throw in the towel on everything. Oh. I just quit my job. Bleak.
Well, that's not good, mate. Shall we just briefly touch on, because we didn't touch on the most previous game as we didn't have an episode last week. I've completely forgotten about it. Was it Geelong that we played?
No, it was Essendon at home.
There we go.
And none of
and
us
that
went.
Was a win. That was a win, right?
It was. Yes, it was probably the least memorable game of the season. Yeah, no real highlights as such. I think the main highlight was the crowd turnout, getting above 25,000 to the dead time slot of Sunday twilight in the rain against bottom team. Well done to the Port fans out there. I certainly wasn't one of those loyal supporters, so I commend the rest of you.
Yeah, as a regular member for the last however many years of my life, I can also say that I enjoyed the game from the comfort of my own couch.
Wow, wow. Make now, that says a lot when you're dropping off. Oh, boy. So how did I really don't know how they got 25,000 when every Port fan I know didn't go to the game.
Well, there's obviously a lot more faithful people than what we are.
Were they giving out free tickets or something?
So let's just, good one, Broads, but let's just, this episode's obviously, we're going to only briefly touch on this game and then we're going to do our own little mid-season review.
And then there'd be some fans thinking, oh, Bryce isn't here, that means there's no parody. They'd be wrong. Brody has prepared something that is going to blow us away.
Really?
So stay tuned for that.
Stay tuned for that.
The first time hearing of it.
I don't think it's the first. I think it was raised in the group chat and you certainly agreed to it. So look forward to that, fans.
Well, you best get your riding hat on there, mate. Shall we just... We'll touch on, like I said, mark of the week, goal of the week and such, and then we'll do the Pirlo, and then from there we'll go into the mid-season tally of the Pirlo, and then we'll get on to the mid-season review. So let's get on to mark of the week for that game. What do we have for that, Blake?
Mark of the week went to DBJ. I believe, Brandon, this was your vote. Can you remind us all of that one?
No, I
it
can't.
It was a wet
game,
so that is, we'll give him props.
Oh,
for
I
that.
Think it was a, I believe it was a run back with the flight type situation. And yeah, it was just a good mark on a day when it was hard to mark the ball.
Good stuff.
Yeah, very, very in depth knowledge of my own vote. Let's go to goal of the week.
Goal of the week. Goal of the week went to Sam Paupepa for, I believe, his little crumb and then snap on the left boot.
Yeah, was obviously very lively in the forward line, kicked a couple of behind, but the snags that he did kick were very nice, and that was one of them.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I think SPP may feature in the Pirlo, but I don't know. Shall we get on to the Pirlo?
Let's do it. One vote, Connor Rosie.
Broads?
Stats man. Where's the stats man?
Yeah, stats man. This is tough, trying to write a parody and do the stats at the same time. Gee whiz.
No one cares about the stats for this game.
No, Connor Rosie was good. Connor Rosie was good.
Yep, what were your thoughts?
He was good.
Yep, very good. Two votes, Blake.
Two votes went to Trent Dumont.
Yeah, I think he's...
I believe this is—he's a favourite of yours, Brando. Can we? Can we say that?
I don't think he's getting enough praise from the pair. You know, I don't see anyone obviously calling him out or anything like that. But I think he's come in and he's been a real valuable asset in that game in particular. He was very tough and he impacted the scoreboard a couple of times as well. So,
just quickly, his stats for that game: 1 goal, 2. 15 touches, 6 marks, and 2 tackles.
Wow, nice work, stats man. And it was a crucial goal as well, wasn't it?
It was, absolutely. And I just think he's been a really good pickup for us. 3 votes, though. I think we know who that goes to.
3 votes. New dad, Sam Paupepa. He's going to be a new dad. We're going to coin him that for the rest of his life.
SPP could have had a big day out on the scoreboard. 1 goal, 4, 15 touches. He had 6 tackles and took 3 marks.
So just throw it out there that he didn't poll a single coach's vote, but he did also win our Port do the fan vote each week. Mm-hmm. He won that, which he seems to win regularly. So the fans love their SPP. Maybe the coaches aren't seeing it.
I think the fans just love his intensity.
Yeah.
I just think he just hits the footy harder than anyone on the field. And I think that resonates with the Port Adelaide crowd, absolutely.
Well, for all of us long-time old-school Port supporters.
Magpies, Alberton crowd, type operators.
That's the Port Adelaide, you know, he embodies the Port Adelaide spirit.
Yeah.
I think is what the big vibes, as we talk about on this show.
So that's put him into the tie now for the Pirlo with Marshall and Houston on 9 votes, with Burton and Wines trailing on 6 and Boak and Rosie on 4.
Okay, well, here's a mid-season question for you two lads. Who takes out the Pirlo from here?
Personally, I think Dan Houston has been our best player for the season. I think he's been a real quarterback-style operator off the halfback and wing. I think it's my man Houston.
Broads?
Yeah, I think that's a fair call. I don't know. I think SPP could for us at least, he could definitely push for it. But I think Blakey Boy might be right there, Dan Houston.
Yeah, I mean, we operate, like we usually say, on a vibes basis for our votes. Yeah. So really, it's whoever the favourite is of the voter at the time.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, very good. Shall we get on to some of these questions, Blake?
Let's do it.
Who do you think our most valuable player has been?
Well, I thought we kind of just touched on that there, but...
Well, I think Paolo / MVP are two slightly different categories.
Yeah, no, correct. Except I will say Dan Houston again as my MVP. I think he has been our most consistent player as well so far. So, yeah, my vote again goes to Houston.
Yep, Broads.
Yeah, I think at the, when you just purely look at consistency, which is what we're going to need, especially in this back half of the year, yeah, Dan Houston. Although I have obviously liked Sam Pelpepper's start to the year, but as far as class and skill, Dan Houston probably takes that from him.
Yeah, I'm going to throw a bit of a curveball out here and say that our most valuable player to play well will be someone like a Connor Rosie. And I don't mean that because he's been the best so far. I mean that when he plays well, we seem to play well.
Interesting.
So on the valuable side of things, that's what I think I'm going with. But I do not disagree with what you lads have said either.
Interesting. Agreeing and disagreeing.
Well, I think the point's valid. Like, Rosie up and about literally makes such a massive difference to the way we play football. And I think I've got my fingers crossed for him, but I think he will have a big second half of the year. I hope he does, but I understand what you're trying to say, Brando.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, so far, well, lot of agreeing going on here, lads. So who has been the surprise packet player so far?
Yeah, mine, I think Sam Pelpepper for me. When you look at where he was kind of heading into last season, he was in a bit of kind of no man's land. And even now, he's playing like a very difficult position, like that kind of high-pressure half forward. It's really difficult to be consistent week in and week out in that role, and he's certainly done that. And now he's absolutely a lock in the 22 at the moment. So, yeah, for me, Sammy Pelpepper.
Mm-hmm. Broads?
Left of field, and I'm not going to pretend like he's set the world on fire, but I think Riley Bonner's having a very good year.
Well, I don't know how one of us hasn't mentioned Toddy Marshall. I mean, like, it's a surprise. Yeah, it's not necessarily a surprise. Like, we all thought he was capable of this, but yeah, he's just finally showing it now.
All right, a little bit of a negative one here. Who's been a player that's been, you know, failed to launch so far?
Given his year that he had last year, obviously Amon's been a slight disappointment, and obviously there's a bit surrounding his future at the club, but if you're looking at maybe taking a step back, Carl Amon's probably in that category. If we're purely basing it off taking a step backwards off last year.
Mine this year was someone that I had pegged to win our best and fairest, and that was Zachy Butters. He hasn't been terrible by any stretch. He just hasn't quite taken that next step this year that I thought he was going to. Being a bit quiet, sort of just kind of motoring along around that sort of 20, low 20s possession mark. Yeah, just hasn't quite gone to that next level that I thought he would.
All right, well, let's get on to probably the toughest. Let's get on to the toughest question of the day. What's your favourite game been?
I'm going to throw a curveball out here. My favourite game was the Carlton game.
Oh, just about to say the same thing.
Yeah, obviously terrible first half, but the second half was, I reckon, some of the best footy we've played this year. and was quite enjoyable to watch. And if it wasn't for some kind of dumb decisions in the last minute, we very well, more than likely should have won that game. I'm going with a loss.
Yep. Broads?
The Melbourne game was quite funny.
that's cracking up in the stands.
Yeah, that's all I've got. I mean, I did have a few good laughs, with the boys at the Melbourne game.
A few beers.
Yeah. That's my game. That's my pick of the bunch for the first half.
Yeah, I'll just throw out a curveball here and say a win then. Probably was the win against the Doggies. We won against them, didn't we?
Yes, we did.
At Adelaide Oval. After what they did to us in the prelim last year, I think it was a good win.
Was that the game where I was really angry, Brandon? Is that one?
You did make a friend.
No, I was angry that game.
All right, here's a ripper then. What was your least favourite game?
I didn't watch three of them, so.
I know, obviously, the Jordan Dawson Crows showdown, probably you couldn't script a worse way to finish a game, but.
Especially the first, showdown.
Yeah, exactly. The first three and a bit quarters of that game, they weren't great or anything, but at least it was moderately acceptable. Probably the games where it was just from start to finish painful for me was Hawthorn and Melbourne. I wasn't quite laughing along with Brody during the Melbourne game. I reckon I'm going to say the Hawks game, to just be absolutely punished by a bottom 10 side like that was, obviously not great.
Yeah, out of the shitty games that I actually watched, probably a Hawthorn game.
Yeah, mine will have to be the showdown because I was actually there. I was surrounded by Crows fans. I was in my prison bars. I was standing there and I saw that ball and I was about to celebrate and then it did the weirdest swing in the air. It wasn't fun. That was by far my least favourite game, probably almost ever. Last question for the lads. What's your predicted PAFC finish for the year?
I'm locking in ninth. Absolute certainty here. Can just see us bumbling along and looking like we'll almost make it, only to be squeezed out in the last round or two and finish the worst possible position, ninth.
Broads?
I think we're going to finish seventh.
Hey, finals?
Wow. Yep. From there, tough call, but I think we finish seventh.
Okay, interesting. Well, not a bad little mid-season review. Anything else you lads want to highlight / touch on moving forward?
I'm going to make a real effort to watch all of our remaining games. That's my mid-season resolution.
Broads, what's your mid-season resolution?
To take encouragement from Blake to also watch games.
Yep. I don't really have a mid-season resolution as such. Let's move all that to the side. Looking forward to the game coming up this weekend. What do we got? It's Thursday night, is it?
Thursday night, Richmond at the G.
It's a big one.
Yeah. When prime time away games, that doesn't happen to us. Or at the MCG either. So I'm quite keen for this one.
Yep. And obviously, Richmond, big crowds, big noise, all of the above. What are your lads' predictions?
Go, Brody.
Yeah, I think we win by 20 points, not goals.
I, believe this or not, I'm actually I'm actually going to go for the win here.
Hello.
I think we play well at the MCG. Yeah, I'm going for a 15-point win. Mm-hmm. My man Zachy Butters is going to step up. A couple of snags, 30 touches. And this could be the last time that I pick Port for the rest of the season. We'll find out next week.
Yeah, it doesn't happen often.
No Tom Lynch playing for Richmond, FYI.
Shall we, you know, get on to Blake's quiz then?
It's time.
Can you stop Googling at Brandon and answer?
Oh, you'll struggle here.
We got our vibes here, and that's a vibe-based question.
It's what we've all been waiting for.
That's not my era. We are out of my era.
You didn't add that. He's been playing Richmond.
Thank you for playing.
Maths, don't do it. Think.
It's Blake's quiz.
All right. Memorable Richmond games. There's surely one that sticks out to everybody.
Yep. Should be a couple.
Famous final, 2014, elimination final.
What a game.
Adelaide Oval. Believe it was a sunny Sunday arvo, I reckon. That the Never Tear Us Apart before that game, I reckon, was electric. Right up there as the loudest I've heard it. Yep. I was certainly amped. So we should all remember that one very well. Question one. Who kicked our first goal of the game?
Justin Westhoff.
Oh, Brandon's, he's on to this one. Brody, you're playing?
Yeah.
Good stuff. Question two. How many goals did we kick before Richmond kicked their first?
10.
6.
Incorrect. It was 7.
Damn.
Yep, correct, but no points. Question three. Now, this is a multiple choice. Who was our leading goal kicker with 3 goals? Schultz, Monfries, Wingard, or Need?
Schultz.
I think it was Wingard.
Jakey Need, would you believe?
He did kick that ripper in the first quarter where he just kind of split the line and kicked it from like 55.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Banged it from 50 with ease.
Yep.
Question four. Which Richmond defender fell over in the goal square?
Troy Chaplin.
last question. I don't think Brody can win, but he might get this one. Who did we play the following week?
Fremantle.
Brody's favourite team, and he still couldn't get it.
Wow.
That's a comfortable victory there for Brandon.
Yeah, very comfortable.
All right, time now for the parody, I would have thought.
Yeah.
Well, Brody, how'd you go?
I don't know if you guys realize how difficult it would be to play along with our little podcast that we do and write a parody at the same time and be stats man.
But you've done it.
You've pulled it off.
No, I have not. I have not.
All right. You just have to
I can give you 3 lines. No, 2 lines.
All right.
All right, you ready?
Yep.
This is just to sum up our first half of the year. We're just a team of shitbags, baby.
Oh, hey, hasn't that already been done?
Yeah, we're just a team of shitbags, baby.
Oh, did Bryce do that? Or is that fresh content?
No. That's fresh content.
Oh, God. Yeah. Oh, I love that then. That's...
I really wish I could have gone on with it, but it was too hard. I was racking my brain thinking of stuff to say about players and whatnot.
Bryce.
Put on the spot. Now, lads, I will say this. There's been a recalibration, and there's no who am I. After the negativity you lads have put me through, after missing the last episode and hearing the what I call obnoxious congratulating of Brody and his efforts in relation to me.
No one doesn't like you, Brandon. Who am I?
Well, I'm telling you, there's not one this week, but...
Wow.
I've got a new segment next week. No, got a new segment next week for the second half of the year, and it's more of a numerology-type feature.
Oh, but...
Boy. But... Okay, oh, so boy. We've gone from the obscure... to the more obscure. And there'll be negativity to follow.
But, absolutely. But just kidding, there is a who am I? Is that what you're going to say?
No.
Oh,
hang on. Yes, there is one.
Yay!
All right. Here we go. All right, you ready?
Yep.
I have an arts and crafts room.
Bryce.
And I don't come on the
Bryce.
Pen. Yes!
Bryce, yeah!
He surely doesn't have an arts and crafts room.
He's got an arts and crafts room.
Can I, just for the sake of it, can we hear what the rest of the questions were going to be? The clues, I mean.
The rest of the clues, sure. Beautiful hair, I will say that. Wow.
Sometimes greasy.
And it was going to be chicken crimpy pants, but...
Wow, throwing it back.
Oh, there you go. Well, hope you get better, Brycey. That's a get out to the game, and it's a hooroo from me. That's Brandon signing off.
Yeah, that's a hooroo from me, and that's Blake signing off.
Hooroo from Brody. That's pair member number 4 signing off. Thank you. See you later.
See you later. Numerology.